folks. Well, moment is almost here. I told you guys last time I saw Savoy Brown at the Tower Theater in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania in the mid-70s. That's where I grew up, right there, 10 minutes away from that particular venue. They were great then. I saw them again maybe in the 90s in New York. They were great then. I saw them more recently at B.B. King's in New York. They were great. They were here last year. They were great. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, Savoy Brown delivers. Let's welcome Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown.
you got a losing hand. Ain't no point in you raising your hand. And my heart is sinking low, because I still got a whole way to go. You know I still got a whole way to go. You know I still got a whole way to go. But this one I played every night for many, many years. That first one was written by Chris Hulin. This is a song written by Chris and myself back in 68. It's been called Train to Nowhere. School, and you have to be a musician and bring up a family.
And one thing I've always been, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, is a family man. I was a family man when I was a young guy. And so all through the history of Savoy Brown and all the music making, at the same time, you know, I had a family going. And sometimes one took precedence over the other. And so after Telnama came out in the early 70s, you know, I had a young family to take care of, and I couldn't come up with any ideas to follow up that song. And luckily, there were lots of people writing, you know, sending in songs to us at that time. So this is a song that arrived on my doorstep, and I thought, okay, this sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll use this as the follow-up to Tell Mama. And not much of a follow-up, but as I say, I was pretty distracted at the time. I'll play for you now. It's a song called Shot in the Head.
Do my sleeping for my old brown set. Hey, hey, hey.
all the time, where does the name, you know, Savoy Brown come from?
Savoy Brown.
And even my daughter, my youngest daughter, is at college, just started college. Even she asked me a week or two ago on the phone. She said, "Dad, where does the name Savoy Brown come from?" I didn't think she even realized Savoy Brown existed, you know. And all of a sudden, she must she must have realized that Dad plays guitar in a band or something. I don't know. But I said to her, well, it, you know, back, it, you know, there was James Brown, there was Charles Brown, there was Nappy Brown.
And there was Savoy.
Silence on the end of the phone, you know, because obviously he hadn't got a clue who those people were. But that's where the band's name came from. It's a fictitious blues guy, Savoy Brown, Savoy Brown's blues band. James Brown, Charles Brown, Nappy Brown. Brown seemed a pretty good name for a blues guy. And, of course, Savoy was the Savoy record label, the Savoy Theatre, and it's a pretty cool name back in the 30s to use for things, Savoy cigarettes or something. You don't use Savoy, you don't see much as a name, but back in those days, it was everywhere, you know, it was a pretty cool name, so there was Savoy Brown. So I explained that to you, so then you know the name. And this, I'm going to do a song from the very first Savoy Brown album, and there was a Charles Brown song on the very first album, and that was the connection between the name Savoy Brown and where it comes from. And so I'd like to do the Charles Brown song now, and it's called Black Knight. Nobody cares about me, I don't even have a friend. My babies don't live me, when will my troubles end? Black nights are for me. Yeah, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, I guess another day is gone. I got no one to talk to, tell my troubles to. Don't seem like I'm living since I lost you.
Your brother, man,
that counts as falling. Yeah, I hate to be alone. happy crown for my face.
Yeah.
I guess it's another day is gone. My father's got them too. My brother's in the war. Tell me, what could I do? That nice a fool. Gee, I hate to be alone. Happy crown for my day. I guess another day has gone. Concentration to play here like this, so I think you understand. And it ain't a Las Vegas show up here. We've gotten everything we can in where we know. And here's a song that also not only we've got everything in where we know, but it's a dark tune. It's from the Raw Sienna album, which was one of my favorite albums, and I should never do this, but I actually read the bio on the website, my own bio, the band's bio. And I was kind of interested in it. I was reading it, this is interesting. They got to Raw Sienna, and it was quoting me at the time, it was a 68, saying, wow, I love this record, it's fantastic, the best thing we've done. And it ends by saying, it failed and got to 122 on the charts, you know, so. It's hard to believe, you know, when I heard people talking about that record. It's one of my favorites, and it's affected a lot of people. It didn't do well for the band, but that's besides the point. I suppose the point of it is don't read your own stuff. I was in my own little world thinking, well, that must have been a pretty good sounding record, I guess. Here we are, a song called Needle and Spool. Need a little something.
something beneath my I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon, but I feel alright with my wings. I feel alright with my wings. It's difficult sometimes to get myself, if I'm even getting enough. I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon, but I feel alright with my wings. I feel alright with my wings.
Thank you.
you so much.
Thank you.
Got a few songs there from the old days, I guess. Here's a song from the Hoodoo Moon album. It's called Look at the Sun. Thank you. Songs now, but I've lost my train of thought here. Usually I've been telling stories lately. Let me think about a story about this particular time. Was it 1970? Does anybody else remember 1970? Give me a hint. What was going on back then? I can't remember too much. Well, enough talk. We'll play the song. Maybe it'll bring back some memories for us. A thing called Pogo.
Every night about the same time, she goes and puts her boyfriend on. Go to a place.
to the city. I know I use your mother her now. Over the rattlesnake boots and the red little bed. She know I'm coming out here. I wrap her back to top it all. She ain't the one to push her head. She's a whole girl. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you so much for coming out and spending the evening with us. We appreciate it. Hope everything's going good. We got a new website. You can check that out, savewebrown.com. You can go to Facebook, or you can tweet him if you so want to do so. We got a new record out on Roof. I think we're going to do a song off it right now called She's Got the Heat. No? Oh, brand new one, which will also hopefully be on Roof this fall. So the set was changing as we're doing things tonight. But once again, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out and spending the evening. We really appreciate it. We just follow you. It's more fun than
okay, well, we'll go back, actually. We'll go back a little bit. What we'll do now is we'll do two new songs. This first one...
You're fired!
It stems from the fact that I've never done the trip. You know, we go to Memphis and go south of Memphis and you do the blues trip. I've never done that. And I don't know why I've never done it. But I've played in Memphis quite a few times over the years. I suppose someday I've got to go and do that trip. Has anybody here done that trip? I'm sure there are, right? So, apparently not. So I thought everybody did it but me. But, okay, what we should do is get a bus together and go down to Memphis together. But of course, what happens, like everything else, you go back in time, you're scared of what you're going to find. So I think I just wrote a song about it. It's called Going to the Delta. So it's a new song.
Going to the Delta.
Another new one, then we'll do some stuff that you
may know.
And let me see what I can say about this one. Nothing much. the next album was going to be a blues based, well, not even a blues based record, but a Back to Roots recording, which you probably guessed by now. And this is called I Miss Your Love.
Baby, I miss you more.
slide.
Okay, now we're going to do a song off our new, the latest record, Voodoo. Am I right?
I think you got it right.
Okay, I think I have it right now. It's an E, and it's called She's Got the Heat.
So many directions we can go here.
Rossiana.
That's a good one. Well, we left that behind, though. We're moving on here. Let's go into the 70s. Here's a song that I enjoy a lot in the day. And as soon as I had this song in the title, I knew it was going to do well, because it's very few times you get a title that drops into your hand and you realize it's evocative and it's going to make a great album cover and go from there. And the song's called Street Corner Talking.
I came to the city and I left my heavy home.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go the other way to another song off our latest record, Blue to the Moon. This is called Round and Round.
Moving like a shadow, silent as the grave. Shining lonely, I know nothing of your love. Round and round, high and low, your touch is inside and it's blowing in my soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
train. Thank you. Thank you.
Brother, Matt, Brother, Matt, Tim, that boy Brown. Thank you all for coming out. Get home safe. Take a minute to sit around if you need to. There's merchandise in the back, don't forget. So, big humble memories.